So if you listen to some of the New Age people, they'll, the gurus and so forth, they'll come to a conclusion. They'll say, well, they'll use the word like manifest or whatever, that you manifest what you manifested, you know. You can't blame anybody else because you manifested it, you know. And, you know, I don't support the New Age or the gurus without them preaching Jesus. I don't really support them, but they do have some insight into, just like the Chinese with the yin and the yang, they have some insight because it's been around for a long time. There's some deep thinkers, you know. The world can make observations and come up with some patterns and principles that happen. So I'll give you an example. So I was raised around chaos, and my whole desire when I was a kid, I was like, I want to get away from this and get into have peace, you know. And that's where I ended up. That's pretty much that was my whole end game. Peace and truth, you know. I wanted to know the truth because it was crazy around me. It didn't make sense. So I said, what is going on? This doesn't make sense. And then I wanted peace. And I knew in order to find the truth, somehow I knew it. I don't know how I knew it, but somehow I knew to find the truth, you needed peace. Because the noise and the chaos going on around me was just too much. And so I ended up getting what I wanted, you know. And so for us to complain about something, it's usually because that's what we wanted, you know. The peace and the quiet and the solitude is what I really wanted as a child. And one of the reasons I wanted that, because I saw it with when I'd visit my grandparents, it was just total peace. They'd be sitting on the front porch doing crossword puzzles or just sitting there after work. But then I'd go back to the house and be nothing but chaos and noise and fighting. It's like, I'd rather go back to my grandma's house, you know. And so that's what I wanted, and that's what I got, you know. And so if you go back to your childhood and you go back to your repressed memories or whatever you want to call it, you probably got what you wanted, you know. You probably got what you wanted. Or the thing that you feared most came upon you. You either fought for what you wanted or the thing that you feared most has come upon you. You see what I'm saying? Because Job said that, the thing that I feared most has come upon you, come upon me. And so God had to show him that trust God, not live in fear. But whatever your desire is, it's going to appear. The thing that you feared most is probably going to happen. And if you do enough contemplation, meditation, observing, if you pay attention to your surroundings and your thoughts and the reflections around you, you'll see it's just a reflection of the heart and the mind, you know. Now there's other people involved, so some of their reflections try to kick into your world, but try to filter, it kind of filters over, runs over into your world. If you're yoked up with somebody else, what was in their heart's desire or their fear that they had will kind of try to filter over into your world, you know. And that's where boundaries are important. I think that's one reason why marriage is so hard, because people have stuff, they have strongholds and desires that they had when they were a little child that they even forgot about. The way they think their life should be, you know. If one person's thinking, I want to be rich when they were a child, I want to be well off, and the other person says, I just want peace, how are those two going to get along? Because a lot of times, if you're just fighting and struggling to get rich, where's the peace at that, you know? Yeah, there's sacrifice in this life, don't get me wrong. Everything's a sacrifice. Speaking of that, I was thinking about something earlier today. So you've been bought with a price, right? So you've been bought with a price, and that is the overarching pattern of this whole reality, that everything requires sacrifice. So if you want truth, you're going to have to sacrifice and study and get truth. If you want peace, you're going to have to sacrifice to build you a peaceful place. You might have to sacrifice other things. Eventually, what happens, though, is I think when I was a kid, I saw the end game. I saw the grandparents. I saw where it was all going headed, you know. Deep down, I knew this is the end. This is really what it's all about, having peace, you know. I saw that as a child. But I saw people that were not retired running around crazy. People in their 20s and their 30s. And I was like 8 years old, something like that, 8 or 9. I don't even remember when I was thinking this, what age. But it was probably from 5 years old all the way up to 16, you know. But I remember people when I was like 8. All the people that were like 20 and 30 and 40, they were all running around crazy, like chickens with their head cut off. And I was like, y'all don't have any peace? They're always running from here to there. And I was thinking, then I'd look at my grandparents, I'd say they're content. The other people around them were not happy. They weren't happy. But my grandparents were happy, I thought. I guess I put 2 plus 2 together. All these people running the streets and running from here to there and chaos. I thought, well, that's not a happy life. Peace is a happy life. So then when you become an adult, you get around people who are, you made an observation and you said, well, you see people your age running around acting crazy and you're like, I don't want to do that because I see the outcome of that as misery, you know. I could see the outcome, that they were not happy. That's why they were running here to there. They were not happy, because that's why they were so busy. I didn't have the words that I have now to word it back then, but I could just make an observation. And then when I got older, I saw people doing the same thing, and I thought, these are not happy people. They're not happy just to be. They can't just sit home, go home and eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. They got to be working and doing this and running this. They got to go to this restaurant. They got to go here and they got to be seen. They got to run from here to here. They had no peace. And I said to myself, I said, something ain't right. I'm not doing that. And so you get the desires of your heart, even if you forgot what they were. And it was true about careers. If I was on a job, it was chaos, I'd leave. I'd go get another job. It was true across the board. The career, the education, the activities. You know, I would not go to a bar. I went a few times because my college roommates, but there was no peace at a bar. And so it's like all these people partying and all. I'm thinking, why do you? There's no peace in that. Why would you want to get all involved in all that junk? Because I know that the only reason they were partying because they didn't have any peace. I put all the puzzle pieces together early on. I couldn't word it, but I knew what it was, you know. So anyway, long story short, you reap what you sow. You get the desires of your heart. The gurus leave out Jesus, but there is a principle there that they do see, and there's some truth to it. God does have a calling in your life, though, and so there is a script for you already.